Oh my goodness. Star Wars Battlefront. Exciting, unexciting?
No, this is pretty cool. So Star Wars Battlefront, built by the guys who do Battlefield. This is a, I think it's basically going to be an online multiplayer shooter. There's a single player element, but it's, from what I've seen in the alpha and beta so far, it's kind of more like a horde mode type single player experience. But what's really cool is that right now, starting today, going through Sunday, maybe into Monday, there's a public beta. So if you just go download, if you're on PC, you can download the client through Origin. You can download the game through Origin. And they're also doing free public betas on PS4 and Xbox One as well. So if you have any of those systems where you have a gaming PC, you can go download Battlefront beta for free now and play it throughout the weekend. I played a little bit of it yesterday. Maybe it was Tuesday. I don't remember exactly now. But there's only two maps in the multiplayer. But it is absolutely stunning looking. It really? Really, really, really looks impressive. I was playing it on an EVGA GTX 980 Ti and an Asus G-Sync monitor at 25x14. And it just, it played really smooth. It didn't have any performance issues. Obviously, that's the highest end single GPU you can get on the NVIDIA side, right? From a reasonable standpoint, $650. So you would hope that's the case. But it's, it played well. And we haven't done any performance kind of testing evaluation. Some other people have online showing, you know, the Fury X is a little bit faster than the 980 Ti and the 390X is a little bit faster than the 980, but it all looks pretty good. NVIDIA did come out with a new driver yesterday specifically for Star Wars Battlefront. If you're a first-person shooter fan, if you're a Star Wars fan, like I don't know exactly how the progression happens, but eventually if you're really good, you get to play as Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker on the Hoth level. Right. And, and I got killed by Darth Vader a couple times and it was fun. It was okay with that. You know, you're sitting there, you're shooting normal stormtroopers and all of a sudden around the corner comes Darth Vader with the lightsaber and he throws it at you and cuts you in half and stuff like that. So that's always pretty exciting. Yeah, exactly. But it's free and it's fun. And I would highly encourage you guys to check it out this weekend because it looks like it's going to be a really good game. I hate to say things about that early. This is coming out, I think, in November. The full release will be in November. So we're not long from it. But if you watch some of this gameplay that they're showing, like this is all actually how the game plays out and how it actually looks. It is that impressive looking. There's always stuff going on in the sky. Explosions look great. Even though, you know, you can see some Star Destroyers up there in the atmosphere, you don't interact with them directly. But it is cool to see them and all that stuff. So it's pretty neat. If you're a Star Wars fan at all, I think you'd really enjoy giving it a shot.